Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie with a Y. And I want to just take a moment to thank everybody who's been following my show and who's been listening to my show for the past year or so. It's been a constant journey. And I love doing these shows because we learn together and we help each other grow. And this month is going to be all about romance, enchantment, and wonder. So we'll have some shows lined up for romance. We'll have a show about sacred geometry. Today we're talking about sacred sites and places. You know, I like to do the themes because it keeps me focused on what I want to talk about. Or I could just, you know, randomly pick a topic out of the blue. But the idea of having a theme that we can talk about helps to keep it focused for me. And if you've listened to my show before, we started off the year with a 2016 kickoff. And I pulled oracle cards for us, one oracle card representing each month. And the month of February, if you remember, February was about, of course, romance, but also just keeping control of our emotions and having clear intentions and goals, not getting too lost in the depth of our emotions and not juggling too much. That was the whole card. It came from the Angel Tarot, which is a deck of cards Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine created. And it's based off the traditional tarot, but the cards are angels and fairies and unicorns. And the card was Knight of Water. And if you saw you'd see the picture, there's a lot of water on the card, obviously, which is the emotions. So we're in February, and you might be feeling some intense emotions that happens throughout your life. You know, when you feel that, it's important that you center yourself and get to that place in your heart where you don't get overwhelmed with it. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. So just a side note, thank you everybody for joining me today. Again, we're talking about sacred sites and places. And I wanted to talk about this show, this topic for a long time, because there's a lot of sacred places that I read about, and I've always wanted to go to these places, and probably some of them I've visited in past lives or been at in past lives. You've probably been at in past lives or even in this lifetime. So I'm going to be talking with you about some of these sites, what makes them sacred. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what sites you like to visit, or is there a site you'd like to go to, or a particular chapel or something that just brings you that sense of spirituality and connection, because that's what we're really talking about when we're talking about sacred. You know, there's a thing, too, called sacred geometry. You know, geometry by itself, we know, okay, we're looking at angles and lines and shapes, but you put the word sacred in front of it, and suddenly we have this spiritual aspect of it, this spirituality. And I think that a lot of the places that we consider sacred are actually built on particular places on the planet that have a particular frequency, a particular energy, but other places, maybe not so. I think it's the collective energy of the people that visit there. Mecca, for example, is one such place. Mecca is the birthplace of the Prophet Muhammad, and in the Muslim faith, they've pilgrimage from all over. They're required to go there at least once in their life. And, you know, it's the birthplace of their Prophet. But the energy of everybody visiting there just makes it this sacred place, and it adds to that frequency. So it's a combination of different factors, you know, and I think in the Chinese faith, well, I don't know if it's their faith, but in their culture, they have feng shui. And they, you know, believe that the placement of certain objects or the placement of particular things in your natural environment affect the energy or the qi of the person or the place that's there. So they have created sites where they've moved rivers and they've, you know, shaved off sides of mountains to create this energy. and that they did that by themselves. But there's also places that exist in nature naturally like that. You know, Sedona, a lot of people talk about Sedona. There's the vortexes of Sedona where you're there and you just feel this like, whoa, this intense energy. And I've never visited Sedona. I would love to go to Sedona. It's just by itself. It's this beautiful, gorgeous place. But people say that, you know, when you're there, you just have these amazing spiritual experiences. And the same can be true for mountains. I believe that mountains really do have a lot of a sacred sense to in many, many cultures. In America, we have Mount Shasta, which is close to where I'm at. I'm in California. And Mount Shasta is supposedly the place where Saint Germain, if you know of the Ascended Masters, where his energy is, and it's supposedly connected to the City of Light. Now, I also believe, too, that specific places on the planet are like chakras. You know, we all know what chakras are. I'm thinking if you're listening to my show, you probably know what a chakra is. But we have chakras in our body, right? The Earth, the planet Earth, Mother Earth, also has these chakras. And a lot of them occur at particular mountains because the mountain is like an upward flow of energy that flows up to the divine. And Mount Shasta is one of these chakras. I've visited Mount Shasta before, and I could tell you I've actually had a lot of visions there. You know, I know people have like really intense out-of-body experiences, and a lot of people say that the ancient continent of Lemuria, we have Atlantis and Lemuria, but they say it, Lemuria, a lot of the people from Lemuria like went underground and stayed there at the place of Mount Shasta, and there's a lot of writings about that, the writings of Talos. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but T-E-L-O-S, he writes about that, and I don't know if that's true. You know, there's a lot of different stories out there about a lot of these sacred places. Are they mythological? Is it true? And another example is Glastonbury, England, you know, where the site of for King Arthur, and there's stories about, you know, that's where the what do you call that? I don't know why I can't remember. The sacred cup. I have no idea why I can't remember. That's off my head. But there's also mythological that perhaps that was where Merlin was born, and magic and Avalon and all these different things. The Holy Grail. There you go. Now it's in my mind. I don't know why I couldn't remember what it was, but it's called the Holy Grail. And there's myths about that. You know, so we have all these different myths and we have these ideas and beliefs, but there's something about these particular places that really just have this energy to them. You know, like, and many people report on this when they visit these places. Like I said, I've seen this when I visited Mount Shasta and I had visions of Jesus and particular light beings in my mind. But you might have had a different experience. The same is true, you know, there's a church in France, in Paris, called the Sacred Heart or the Sacre Cœur. And I don't know if it's necessarily a sacred site, but it's on this hilltop. And when I went in there and visited it, I just immediately felt this sense of just peace. You know, just the name itself, the Sacred Heart. I mean, what an amazing name. But there's so many people that go there to pray and to worship, and there's these beautiful stained glass windows, and the architecture is amazing. And I just felt this sense of connection when I was there. And it's kind of, you might feel that if you're a very religious person and you go to church. You know, there's always the saying that when two or more are gathered in my name, amazing things can happen. And it's just that intention of having people focus collectively together. You know, you might experience the opposite of that too. If you go to a place where there's a lot of negative energy and people are just, you know, complaining or let's use an example that's even better. How about an airport? We wouldn't consider an airport to be a sacred place, would we? But it's so busy and hectic, and there's people who are stressed because they have to make their flight and their flight's delayed, and you just feel that energy when you're there, right? But on the flip side of that, you know, when you're out in nature and you're in this place that people visit and they worship, you just feel this sense of peace, and it's just the energy of that particular place, right? So you know, sacred sites and places, I think the word sacred has to do with spirituality, but it's also the, like I said, the intention that we put on it. And I want to talk with you about one that everybody's aware of called, obviously, Stonehenge, right? Stonehenge is just these huge megaliths, these stones that are mysteriously stacked on top of each other in this circle, and they are, when a lot of different people have studied it, but when you really get down to it, I think it's, a lot of it has to do with astrology and putting it in a place for where the sun sets and rises at particular times of the year, but it also has to do with the lines of the earth. There's the earth has a grid, an energy grid, and a lot of sacred sites are located on particular key points of a grid. You know, if you just picture two lines intersecting and the point where they intersect, that would be where a lot of sacred sites are placed. And Stonehenge is one of those particular places. And I think in a lot of cultures around the world, their sites are placed on places aligned with astrology. If we look at the Great Pyramids in Egypt, they are supposedly aligned with the belt of Orion, the three stars in a row. And, you know, there is that coincidence? Is that intentional? You know, obviously there's different stories out there, but it's not just the intention. It's also astrology is a huge factor in that. So there's astrology. There is the intention of the people there that visit the site. There's the actual energy of the site that's there itself, whether that is a mountain or a particular body of water. There's all these different factors that make a site sacred. And these places are amazing to go to connect with the divine. Now, you don't have to go to one of these famous sites to really make it sacred. You can create your own sacred place. You know, there's a park by my house I go to, and when I'm at this particular park, I get this sense of peace. I feel nature. I can connect with the elemental kingdom, and I just feel connected to the divine when I'm there. Now, is it this amazing, well-known sacred place? Probably not, but to me, because my intention and because what I make of it, that's what makes it sacred. You know, a lot of people even consider their homes to be sacred places. You know, my grandmother's house, to me, I don't know if, I won't call it sacred, but it was a safe place to me. When I was a kid, I just felt safe there. And there were so many memories there. There were so many family gatherings, people coming and going, and we had birthday parties and Christmases. And that energy of that family and that safety net, that made that a sacred place to me. That was my sacred place. And I'm sure you can think of your own place, or you can create your own place. And I'd love to hear from you on what, where you've gone, or if there are a particular ritual you have when you go out, or a place you like to go. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I am by no means an expert on sacred places. I have not visited many of them. I would love to, you know, maybe in the next 10 to 15 years, as I accumulate more wealth and can travel across the world, I'd be able to do that. But like I said, I think the closest I've gone to a sacred place has probably been Mount Shasta here. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about this topic. And I'm also going to be pulling some cards for my callers that call in today. I have the Oracle cards lined up, and I'll be working with the angels to give you like just a mini reading and just to say hello and talk with you. And we'll have a great show. So thank you, everybody, for joining me for today. I'm going to just put on a quick little break music, grab my Oracle cards, and then I'm going to take your calls, okay? So thank you again for joining me. Welcome back, everybody. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about sacred sites and places and connecting with the divine through geography, through a place. And I'm about to take some calls here. And if you're new to the show, I will distinguish your call by saying your area code, and then that will get you on the air. And if you could please just tell me your name so I can know who I'm speaking with, that would be great. So let's start with the first call. I see you're calling from area code 727. Let me get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, thanks for calling. Can I get your name, hon?
This is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So we're talking about sacred sites and places, and like I said, I'm so not an expert on this topic, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Is there a particular place that you've gone to, or is there something about this topic that's just fascinating to you?
Well, it's all fascinating.
Yeah.
it is also extremely fascinating. When you spoke of astrology and its influence, there were so many things that just poured into my mind, Justin. One of those is, of course, the birth of Jesus is highlighted by the Star of Bethlehem and the wise men being led by the stars.
That is very true.
Yeah, to Bethlehem.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Yeah, and I think when I've been reading about a lot of these sacred places, they're just placed in particular spots to align with the planets or to align with, the solstice or different types of astrological events that happen. And it's interesting that we place a lot of emphasis on that in the past, or it's really interesting to me.
And then there's also the science of astrophotography.
What's that, astrophotography?
No, astrocartography.
Oh, okay, astrocartography. See, I've never heard of that term.
Yeah, there is a group of astrologers who will map what places have particular influence.
I see.
So in other words, where you have Jupiter as your benefactor, or where there's a heavy Saturn influence for you based on your birth time and place.
Mm-hmm. Got
and
it.
I think all of us have been in places where we just immediately identified and felt at home, and other places where we were, just wasn't a good fit.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
Yeah. And places that felt familiar, even though that was the first time in memory that we had visited.
Yeah, it's almost like we've had this, like whether it's a past life or just being aware of our multidimensionality, you know, that we exist in different places at the same time, just giving that sense of, I've been here before. Yeah, I've definitely experienced that before. And we even experience that with people too, don't we? It's like, I've met you before,
no,
you know, we get that same feeling.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
that's
all of
awesome.
Those things came to my mind. And then the thing that also came to the forefront for me is that when we are in a sacred place, we bring the sacredness to whatever location we're physically experiencing. And that mantra and philosophy to always leave everything and everyone a little better than you found them or it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Like, I can totally feel the energy of that. As you're saying, it's just like the concept of, you know, we tell people when you go to a park, for example, bring out what you take in, you know, don't pollute it, that kind of thing. But also, like, I kind of get the sense what you're saying too is that, like, as people who are connected to our spiritual truth, we're anchors of this vibration, that we're anchoring it down and we're adding to it, so allowing it to be, you know, like pouring water into a bucket, you're just making it grow more, or a puddle growing with water, you know, like we're adding to it so that it really can be felt more by other people. I think that's what you're saying.
And, you know, it kept occurring to me too, Justin, that that as many times as not, Jesus was not welcome when he
mm-hmm.
was having the experience that's so well documented. And there's a passage in verse that says, if people are less than accommodating, kind to you, leave and shake off the dust. And it's interesting that of all the things that Jesus could have said, he could have said, you know, just put it out of your mind or don't let it harden your heart. He said, physically get the dirt off your sandals when you leave that place.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, I see what you mean.
Don't take that, almost as if he were saying, don't take that physical energy or
mm-hmm.
the essence of it with you.
Yeah.
You know, leave it behind.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that we don't have the exact teachings because, you know, they've been edited
exactly.
so many times throughout the years. But that's a good point, you know. Yeah, like a lot of people even collect soil or artifacts from a particular place. And,
what?
You know, like I have, for example, a pine cone from Yosemite National Park. I know I'm probably not supposed to do that. The rangers will be mad at me. But I have this pine cone, and it was on the ground. You know, I didn't, like, take it off the tree or anything. But just having that pine cone, to me, it's just, like, it takes me to that place. It's just that sense of, I hold on to this, and I'm at that place. And I forget what they call that, psychometry, where you can hold an object, and you can feel the energy of that place or that person. You know, it's like if someone gives you their keys and you hold on to their keys, you feel that person's energy because it's connected with that person. So, of course, the same would be true with the earth. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. So, Kate, I'm actually going to draw a few oracle cards for you. And for some reason, I want to work with these deck of cards, the romance cards. That's kind of what I'm guided to go to with you because Valentine's Day is coming up here in the week and love is in the air. And I'm going to pull, okay, they're telling me three cards for you, so I'm going to see what the angels want you to know right now. Okay, card number one, ooh, it's a card about passion. It says, allow your heart to sing and your soul to sing with joy. It shows, like, this card of this, like, man and woman that are, like, really engaged in this passionate, like, kiss, you know. And I think it's just a reminder for you that it's okay to explore that passionate side of yourself, to let it out, to like be free and flowing with that, and allow yourself to just to be that. I think as spiritual people, sometimes we place limitations on ourselves. You know, we say, well, I'm a spiritual person, so I have to be pious and I have to be so and so, and everything is divine. Everything, it comes from the Creator, and you know. Everything does. So I think that's just a reminder for you to have passion too, also with your own life. And it's something to do with children. I don't know if it's your own children, but allowing them to have that passion as well. So that's just kind of what's coming through. Now the other card is express your love. So it's saying go ahead and make the romantic gesture. So again, it seems like the cards are saying that it's okay to just be who you are. It's okay to experience that passion, to express your love, and to receive it as much as you give it, just to be in that flow. Because I see Archangel Raphael coming in right now, and he's doing a little bit of healing, or also you do also do healing work on your own. But there's something, like I see Raphael with his green energy kind of clearing away something in your space and allowing you to just have that love. So the next card that I pull for you is three cards. It says, this could be the one. It says, you've already met the romantic partner that you seek. So overall, it's saying, don't be afraid to express your love. Be passionate, but you already have met the person that you, your true romantic partner, whether you're with them now or it's somebody that you know that will come back in the near future. But just trust the universe, trust God, trust the angels to bring you exactly to where you want to be, and just keep moving forward. Because, you know, you do have a lot of gifts and a lot of talents, and you've shared a lot of your thoughts with me, which I really greatly appreciate that for sure. But just keep moving forward and being the strong, beautiful heart that you are, and know that you do, you know, you do make a difference in the world. So I feel like overall the angels are saying, believe in yourself, be who you are, you know, receive as much as you give, and just let that passion of whatever it is that you're passionate about, whatever it is, just let it come out and be who you are. So that's my reading for you for today.
It's been a while since I connected. It's been many months. I just so enjoy your essence and your energy, Justin. You are a delight.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you, too. I just love sharing with people and just hearing what people have to say, especially about a topic like this where, like I said, I don't really know a lot about the topic. I mean, I've heard about it, I read about it, and I know about it. But hearing what other people say about it, we all kind of learn from each other. So I want to, you know, just thank you. And I'm actually sending you extra love and light and blessings, and wishing that the rest of your year is filled with so much good things. And thank you so much for calling in today, Kate.
Thank you for being there. Blessings.
You're very welcome. Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna put you on hold and get to my next call. I have someone calling from 951. You are the next caller. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello? 951? Okay.
Hello.
So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi. How are you?
How are you? Good.
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I recognize your voice, yes. We're talking about sacred sites and places today, and I'm just wondering your thoughts on that. Is there a sacred place that you are fascinated with or like to go to or maybe want to go to?
Well, you know, I've been here in the high desert, and I think it's really terrible up here, and I really like the ocean, you know. I think Encinitas. Are you here in California?
I am. Yeah. I'm in Northern California, but yeah.
It's almost down towards San Diego. I've never been there, but I hear that Paramahansa Yogananda has a temple down there, and I've heard wonderful things about the area, and it's right by the beach. I just imagine that being paradise. Is, you know, I know that there's many different, you know, vortexes in the world, you know, the holes that have no end that are in the earth.
They're down there in Encinitas?
No. But there's one in Washington, and there's several around the world that there's a massive football field-like holes that may go to hell or to that seem to be a bottomless pit.
Huh. I've never heard of before. So there's one in Washington?
There's one in Washington. I saw it on Mysterious Universe about 20 years ago. I've kind of been into ironic sites for a long time. A show on Channel 13 that was called Mysterious Universe. But there are several. And they said, you remember Art Bell?
No.
Art Bell, the radio host? Yeah, if you could Google Art Bell. Anyway, he had it on his radio show, and usually his radio shows were in the middle of the night a lot, you know, and he had many listeners. And he would play this like 15 years ago or more, and from one person dropped their refrigerator in it, and they had the AKG, really expensive $2,000 microphone that picks up like people talking in a car from like 300 yards and stuff. And he dropped his refrigerator in and he put the recorder in and he never heard a sound.
Wow,
but,
that's crazy.
There's things coming from the thing that are like moans of hell. And some people are gassed. You go, oh, oh. So just, you see, like, there's many people moaning. But anyway,
as far as a bad place,
I think the beach and stuff is so magical compared to, like, the mountains. I think it's more dangerous in the mountains with the snow and everything.
These holes that you're talking about, that sounds really interesting. But I kind of get the sense, I think there's a lot of fear-based energy around that I kind of I'm picking up on.
It may be as old as the hills, you know, that these holes and hell has always been here. And it's really not for everyone to go to, but, you know, some people may have to go there. I don't really know about everything, but... I think the beach and stuff like forests, you know, and they have all the pine trees, you know, those were really some of my favorites. Waterfalls. Waterfalls are supposed to have the most negative ions, which are like positive ions. The negative ions are the ones that make you feel real good. And the positive ions are actually happens when the Santa Ana winds come up and it's real dry. I think it's like this in the desert.
There's something about that. I know when you're in, it's just like when you're outside and it's raining, you know, and the water, or even if you're in the shower, you know, the water just clears away your energy, and it's just that clearing kind of thing. And the waterfall, definitely, for sure. So, you know, Nathaniel, I'm actually going to be drawing a couple of cards for you. So this interesting, I am going to actually work with a few different decks here, because I want to, for whatever reason, I'm drawn to this deck of cards by Doreen Virtue called Goddess Guidance. So there's something about the goddess, the divine feminine, that just wants to come through and connect with you right now. So I'm going to work with those and give you a message, okay?
Uh-huh.
Sound good? Okay,
yeah,
so
please.
Give me just a moment. And let me see. Okay, so there's a couple things. You know, I actually was seeing a vision of you, like, up in the mountain somewhere. Like, it felt like Colorado, like somewhere up there in Colorado. Like, are you thinking about moving up in that area or something, or going to that space?
I really like the beach, like I was saying. I really like the beach. That's the most special. But there's, you know, mountains are maybe more magical than the high desert. But,
I just got this feeling or something about that. So maybe you've been thinking about that. But here's the cards that I'm drawing for you. So the first card I'm drawing for you, it says it's purification. So it's time for you to detoxify yourself. In particular, detoxify yourself of negative thoughts and situations in your life and people. There's a lot of stuff in your energy field, and you can work with Archangel Michael, you can work with some, you can burn some sage. It's just kind of clearing away things that are just affecting you, because you're very sensitive, and this is just clearing that away and helping you to move forward. Because it's interesting, too, the card has a woman, well, actually it's a goddess, her name is Coventina, and she's on the ocean, which is really interesting, because you were talking about the ocean, and the ocean, she's like pulling rainbow energy out of the water, as if to say, I'm taking the water, I'm purifying myself, because she's got a cup of water in one hand and like this dove, which is purity, right? She's got this dove in the other hand, and she's just this emblem of detoxification and purity and clearing. So to do that, you want to be very clear and about what your intention is as you're going through the purification. You know, call upon the angels. I really get the sense of you going outside with nature, though, and connecting with those elementals more than you do with, like, angels. You're more, like, earth-based with your connection. So just, you know, go outside, and it doesn't matter if you're in the desert. You can go anywhere, because you can just connect with the earth and allow that energy to flow down. You actually have a very old soul. There's a lot of energy from, like, Atlantis, like Lemuria, that's with you. But sometimes, you know, I get the sense of you feel like, you know, like you don't belong or you don't fit in. So that's very common. Interesting. I'm drawing the Pack of Life card. That's okay. No, what are you going to say?
Well, actually, I talked to somebody, and I talked to a social security psychologist, and he thought that I might be mildly autistic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why
that's very
possible. But like you, so sometimes you feel like you feel indifferent, and sometimes like, well, maybe that's what that's about. But that's just a label, and to say whether I was
exactly
or something.
Well, I think what it is, Nate, this is what I get, is that you're very, very sensitive. Okay, and you're picking up other people's energies, and it's because you're at the core of your being, you're connected to a higher place. We all are, and there's that place, that sense of love and compassion. But the world is not like that. And that's why being near the water is so important for you, because when you're at the water, you can clear that out and you can just let the water take it away, you know. So that's kind of what I get. I you know, yeah, like you said, labels, yeah. But I want to talk about some of the other cards that are along with this reading. Okay, so you're getting the message to spend some time by yourself, to quiet and go easy, because it's saying that you need some time to just contemplate, because there's no need to hurry or force things. Everything's happening in the perfect timing. You just need to get out of the way and allow yourself, give yourself permission to do what it is that you want to do. There's a lot of pink energy coming in, which is like compassion for yourself and for other people, because other people don't need to get you. You only need to understand yourself. It's important that you just understand who you are and give yourself permission to be that, so that you can move forward. And then once you do that, you know, things are just going to just ripen and happen at a pretty fast pace.
Perfect timing. It's that perfect timing. Said when you said that, it was like it really rang a bell. And then when you said that other thing about, well, it doesn't matter if people don't understand you, because you know, half the people at least don't. Maybe more here in the high desert, here in Barstow, I don't think a lot of people, you know, I mean, 1 out of 10 at the most is going to understand me.
Sure. I understand that. Like I said, it's important that you clear your space. Okay, work with Archangel Michael to clear your space, ground yourself, and heal some of this stuff that's in your heart chakra. And the angels are already with you now. They're kind of clearing that out. But they're wanting you to work with them more. Archangel Raphael especially is wanting to kind of clear your heart chakra a little bit, helping you to clear that out. I'm going to draw one more card for you, and we're going to work with Archangel Raphael since I saw him coming in. Let's just see what he wants you to know right now. And
appreciate this.
It's okay. It's no problem. All right. So acceptance. I laugh because the cards are always so accurate. It kind of gives me a giggle. Because we're talking about accepting yourself, accepting who you are, that you are different, and that's okay. And it's true for anybody that's listening, okay? But not just accepting yourself, accepting that everything is moving in the right direction, accepting that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, accepting that things are happening in the right order, in the right way, just allowing things to move forward. You know, you're allowing, you can allow yourself to be stuck if you focus on that, or you can allow yourself to move forward. And it's just giving yourself that push, permission to move out of whatever's not working in your life and just letting it happen naturally, just letting it happen naturally. So it's important that you forgive yourself for the things that you think you might be doing wrong, or the things that other people have said or directed at you, because it's like, you know, when Jesus was, you know, crucified, you know, forgive them because they do not know what they do. It's that same thing. People don't understand or are not necessarily aware of their thoughts and their actions and the effect that they have. And, you know, you've taken on some of that negative stuff within yourself, so it's important to let that go. A sea salt bath would be really good for you. If you have a bathtub, just put some sea salt in there, and that will just kind of clear your energy. In fact, I'm going to do that after the show. I'm going to take this nice hot sea salt bath and just be like, Calgon, take me away.
Do you use Epsom salts?
Sea salt tends to be better, I think, because sea salt just pulls more of the toxins out of your body, clears your chakras. But you can do Epsom salts, too. That really works really well. The Epsom salt actually relaxes you, too. It's a muscle relaxer, so it'll help relax your muscles. So that could be, put some lavender in there, you know, if you have lavender, some essential oils.
Yeah, I went and got some energized bath soak yesterday, a couple days ago.
Oh,
and I
wow.
took a bath, and it was really, you know, it was like $8 for the thing. And I put it just a little in. I rubbed it in my chins,
yeah,
in my legs and stuff, and rubbed it in my legs and stuff, some of my back, whatever. And it was really more relaxing than the Epsom salt.
Yeah.
It really
gave me a lot. Yeah, there's something about the water. That's your connection. Like, it's kind of like Kate was saying, you know, everybody has a place or a spot they go, they just feel like home. When you're about around the water, that's your connection to home. So you probably had a lot of lifetimes in water. You know, you probably, like,
you know,
maybe had, when you,
I've
you
been
just
a
like water.
For 7 years, I've been like a lifeguard earlier, and then I worked at a hot springs for my first thing, and then I was a member of another hot springs just recently, but the hot springs wasn't as potent as the first hot springs.
Uh-huh.
That I worked at about 30 years ago or more. And, you know, that was more of a real paradise because people would really, although it was petroleum-based instead of sulfur-based, there were so many other magical stuffs in it. And they said it got polluted, but I worked for the Japanese there. In 79, I got a job and as a lifeguard, and I learned shiatsu and the massage they had that they offered.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I taught the other Japanese guys how to be lifeguards there. So it was kind of a win-win for all of us. And it was really a spiritual experience to learn how much a mineral bath could do for someone. And then how much massage could do to someone to heal someone that's been hurt.
Absolutely.
Or just feels tired. A lot of these older people walk, you know, if their legs, if they had some vein support, vitamins for their legs, and they got massages every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's talking a lot better because I just said, well, people could just chalk it up to age, and it's just neglect.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Nate, I think that you're, you know, moving forward in a good direction. Keep connecting with your higher self here. I want to actually do a meditation for everybody to help us just clear some energy and connect with the sacred sites of the planet. So I'm going to actually put you on the hold here, okay? But I want to thank you for calling as usual and sharing your thoughts with me and the audience. Really do appreciate that and know that I'm always sending you positive energy and love, and so are the angels and God. So know that everything
is
going to be just fine.
I don't know if I'm your friend on Facebook. What's your name on Facebook?
Well, if you go on facebook.com/AscensionMagic. It's the same name as my radio show.
Okay.
And then you can find me on there, and we can, you know, we can chat through there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm going to put on some meditation music, and I invite you to just, you know, find a place where you can just relax and just let go, and we'll just go through a quick meditation and end our show and get started with the rest of our weekend. So I'm going to do that really quick here. So give me just a sec. Hurry up. Okay, everybody. So just become aware of your body right now. How are you feeling? Are you feeling tense? Are you feeling afraid? Are you feeling awake? Are you feeling sleepy? Just become aware of yourself. And breathe in this positive energy. Let it fill up all your body. Breathe out everything that's not working. Like on the water. Just breathing in all this beautiful energy. And breathing out everything that isn't working. Go. And allowing yourself to just sink down into your chair, or if you're laying down on your bed or your floor, and asking the angels to be with us now, asking Archangel Michael to be with us, to clear away any toxic energy that might be in our aura, in our space, any negative thoughts you might be thinking, letting them go. Letting go of the day. Letting go of the demands that we have on our time, our energy, and just being in this moment. and feeling the angels congratulating you for doing such a wonderful job and taking care of yourself, being on this spiritual path, doing the best you can with what you have. And we're asking the Ascended Masters and any available spiritual help, the highest divine, be with us now. As we connect now with the spiritual energy and sacred places around the planet, that spiritual energy, feeling that energy, lifting up your aura, increasing your vibration so that you may vibrate at a very high vibration, returning you to your true higher self. And I see like a staircase going down. Your higher self is walking down this staircase and connecting, bringing it down to this plane of existence where you're bringing light and love here. And you're feeling safe with your light and love. Let the sacred energy of the sacred places fill your heart. Let it clear your mind. Let it clear your body. Let it clear your soul. You are one with the divine. You are one with everyone else. One with the sacred places. And there is no need to fear, no need to worry. No need to worry. Just let go. Give yourself permission to move forward. To release whatever is not serving you. Forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive everyone else who has harmed you in this lifetime and any other lifetime. Forgive everyone on the planet who doesn't know what they're doing, who is not awake. Just letting go. And we invoke now the violet flame of transformation. We see this violet color around us and through us. And it's releasing anything that doesn't work for you, transmuting, giving way so that the good can come in. I'm letting the angels just take all this stuff away that's not working for you, letting them take it away so that it can be transmuted to love, letting it go to love. And we're surrounding our planet now with this beautiful white golden light so that this planet can be lifted up in the highest vibration of light and love available. Beautiful. Anything that you need help with right now, we ask the angels to give you this help. And we're asking our guardian angels, what do we need to work on right now at this moment? Let them tell you. Let it sink into your mind, body, spirit. And you're floating now, floating, moving forward beautifully. And now there's this white light coming in, beautiful white light cleansing your whole aura, your body, your mind, your soul, filling you, connecting you with love and light. And you're just going to ground yourself now. Just ground your energy down into the planet so that we can come back to the earth. And we're just grounding the energy down through your feet into the earth, returning you back to where you are, feeling renewed, refreshed, alive, and ready to go for the next day and week ahead of you. Wonderful. So thank you for adding to the meditation with your energy, with your thoughts. Pay attention to what popped into your head, whatever images you might have seen, whatever thoughts you heard, or anything that came into your mind. That's the angels and God communicating through you. Okay, so thank you again for joining me today. And if you like my show, please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That keeps you posted with newer episodes. Also, find me on Facebook, facebook.com, Ascension Magic, or my website, it's ascensionmagic.com. And all through this month, like I said, it's all about enchantment, romance, wonder. So we are going to have a show about working with the earth energies coming up sometime soon. Next week, I'll be talking with you, doing romance readings with you. There's going to be a sacred geometry show. In particular, I was guided to talk about sacred geometry of the planets. I know it sounds interesting, right? Like, why are the planets round, and the energy of how the particular balance of energies of the planets rotating around through each other, that came into my head the other day. So we're going to talk about that with you. A lot of great shows lined up. In March, there's going to be some guest speakers coming on the show as well. So it's all some really great shows lined up for you. And I want to just thank you again for joining me, and know that I'm sending you love and light on your journey. And I always like to tell you, all is well. All is well.